This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
From what he actually thinks he is and what he eventually does get paid.
Now, obviously, this is, you know, so next year will be his last year of arbitration. Randy Arozarena, who settled with the Mariners today, is in his last year before free agency. So the year that you are in does matter a little bit.
Yeah, for sure it does.
Randy Arozarena got like $15.5 million and Stephen Kwan got
usually in the last year of arbitration, you usually, I think it tops out somewhere around $20 to $22 million, somewhere in that range. So, like, I mean, yeah, there's a big bump, and there's a big bump with each successive year. This is not anything bad for Kwan. It's just it's the realities of where Kwan is right now. And I just don't see him being on this team for a very long time. Right now,
Has the moment passed that he could be traded this offseason?
No, not at all. Not at all. I think everyone's lining up for at the deadline. But it also matters what type of team we are too. Have you seen some of the early projections on season win totals, which are always garbage, by the way, and they always skew lower. Remember that, guys. You get a handful of teams.
It's another 72 win season.
80.5.
Oh, that's probably good for a team that has two good offensive players right now.
80.5
for this offense. Woo!
It's the same offense we had last year. We did better than 80.5,
but they went 85.
It seems like it was 86, 87.
6-7.
When the dust settles, they seem to always. There we go. When the dust settles, it seems like they always overperform. But they always get these. The early lines never favor them. But right now, they're third in the AL Central. Last I checked,
it's tough.
The lines aren't good. The numbers don't.
It's tough
them.
To have the offense of last year, and your big move so far is Austin Hedges.
They've done nothing. Somebody needs to wake Antonetti up and do something if you want to change our mind. Guardians are 80.5, Royals 81.5, Tigers 86.5. That's your AL Central. I won't even do the Twins and the White Sox.
The Tigers have done nothing also, so thank you very much. Going to get another big Javi Baez season? Methinks not.
Omaha!
Yeah, all they've done is lose pieces and threaten to trade Skubal.
I had heard at one point people were talking about
times in Detroit.
Like, I'm almost surprised Skubal's still there because there's some point. It was mid December, so of course we didn't talk about it. There's some point where people were like, in the next 24 hours, it's happening. LA and Skubal are negotiating a contract, and when that happens, we're done.
It was always LA initially, and in the recent week or so, it's turned to the Mets, oddly enough. And
guys I like, but not for Skubal.
Well, they've completely turned their team
for Kwan,
upside down.
For Kwan, yes. The kid, the center fielder, I think his name is Benji. That's a good piece. They got an arm. You're not getting Nolan McClain for him, but they've got good pieces. But like maybe I think it's Jonah Tong, maybe him and Benji, maybe we'll see, but not for Skubal.
Hawks are trading Trae Young to the Wizards for CJ McCollum.
You're a wizard, Trey.
Dynamite breakdown. Harry Potter?
Yes.
Harry Potter. Good. Yeah. Good. Want to make sure I didn't. Nothing gets by me.
That's how I would have. Robbie Coltrane passed away, unfortunately, but I would have. I have a Robbie Coltrane impressionist. Just call whoever I went. Yeah, that one too. When I trade for a player with Washington, I would just have him go and be like, "You're a wizard, LeBron."
Hey, we're having fun.
I got very piratey there.
Whatever makes you smile. But this is the sad reality of this is that this is where Trae Young has put everyone as far as the space in their brain is that I think everyone's just done thinking about Trae Young. They're done talking about Trae Young. They don't want to deal with Trae Young.
But he is at the bottom of the perceptional ladder right now. Like for a lot after the Knicks series, his perception was so overly inflated.
That was pretty cool. That was a great moment.
Where we find like the next great Knicks troll. We got a rivalry here, and then we never heard from him again.
Yeah.
And he's slowly just fallen down the perceptional ladder. You can't get any lower than Washington. They've got Sarr, who's a nice player. They've got I can't remember which Keyshawn it is. I think it's Keyshawn George.
Yeah, you confused him and Keontae recently.
Who doesn't?
Yeah.
But they have some
Classic
pieces.
George on George Crime.
You know, I'm a big Bilal Alcatraz fan. I kind of think he's going to supersede expectations.
They've had such high draft picks in each of the past 4 years. Like, at some point, Washington's got to start to turn this thing around. And
but
so
the win for Washington is you don't give up a pick. You gave up C.J. McCollum, Browns fans,
right.
Browns fan, and Corey Kispert, good players. Trae Young's better than that.
And
got
they
the best player in the draft.
They
for no
had
picks.
The cap space to absorb this. Like, this is not a bad thing for Washington. But it's just man, what a fall for Trae Young.
So you know,
it's just such a big fall for Trae Young.
Well, but this is where you begin the build back. Speaking of falls, the immediate report out was now Atlanta can build around Jalen Johnson and they can focus on the trade deadline.
Well, they want to get Anthony Davis.
That is rough.
That's what they want.
I love AD. Don't get me wrong, but he's
and there are people that believe
early
that Rich,
30s.
There are people that believe that Rich Paul has already set up all of this already.
Yeah,
like he's already done all the work behind the scenes.
This
like
is
it's all
how the NBA
it's
works.
All what's going to happen. And then Atlanta shifts from a solely offensive basketball team in the Trae Young era to just trying to be this defensive stalwart team.
Here's the problem: AD is not good enough to carry your team long term. So in the same way that Luka for AD was a bit bird brained, this also. It's not bird-brained. AD's a good piece, and if you can get him, cool. That'll change the team. It might change the team for a year and a half, and that implies that AD's staying healthy.
It's going to make it a little interesting, though. Jalen Johnson's been incredible, though. Like, the Hawks have some pieces, though. Like,
Onyeka Okongwu.
Yeah, they're not dead. I don't love the idea of just everyone giving up on Trae Young, but I understand how we got here.
Yeah, I just don't love any trade where you give up the best player in the deal, and then really long term, the best thing you have is like a decent rotational wing piece, a big wing. I mean, that's what Corey Kispert isn't like a power forward, but he's what 6'7", something like that.
8'9".
Omaha. Yeah, I did that just to do that.
Yeah.
But he is 6'7". Yeah. Washington quarterback DeMond Williams is in the portal, and Washington is cross with him, as Washington says they have a legally binding NIL deal. DeMond Williams' agent has fired him as a client, while Oregon head coach ahead of Oregon and Indiana weighed in on the matter.
Contracts, you'd love to say that they should be enforceable, and you know, at some point we'll see what that ends up looking like, but I think that's the secret behind a contract, right? Is it supposed to mean something?
All right. Are you pro Williams here or are you pro Washington here before we get to what Lanning had to say?
I'm a little torn on this one. I don't love the idea that college football has just gone completely wild, wild west, and they've completely turned over everything in just a matter of a very short amount of time. You know, I tend to side pro player in a lot of things. I do think if you sign a contract, you should have to be at some point liable to it, but coaches don't have to live by that either. So like, if we're really going to go wild, wild west, then let's really go wild, wild west. And that's where I would then, of course, side with the player.
So I just am torn. On one hand, DeMond Williams knew the piece of paper he was signing. So
yeah, like, I don't love the idea that you just get to skirt out of it.
But I also don't love that you can't force somebody to go to school where they don't want to go
to
school.
You really can't do that.
So that's weird. I think in the end, if it's a legally binding contract, I would be surprised if he wasn't held to it.
Now, I do think, like, here's what should happen, Nick. If you sign that deal like that, that's fine. We can't force you to go there. This isn't prison. This is America. We can't force you to do things you don't want to do.
For now.
But if you sign that, then you just can't go anywhere else and then sign and play for their money.
Like, you can go to college there, but you can't play football there.
Yeah, right. Yeah, go get an education all you want. But like, you then have to sit at UCLA for a year or whatever and hang out, and then next year you get to go ahead and then you can play quarterback. But in that year, you've signed up to that school. As far as football is concerned, you have to play at that school.
Lane Kiffin is just causing trouble left and right
but
now.
I think where we're headed with all this is I think eventually it'll be maybe like 4 or 5 years from now, Nick. I think we're going to get to a spot where you have, when you sign up for a school, when you commit to a school, whatever, you're going to be presented a contract, and you get to then pick the amount of years that you want to sign on that contract. If you want to bet on yourself, you sign a 1 year deal. But after that 1 year deal, you'll be a free agent. You do whatever you need to do. You sign a 3 year deal. Again, it's a bet on yourself. If you're awesome, just like in real sports, well, all right, maybe the team got a deal there. If you stink, guess what? You stole them. You robbed them blind, okay? But, like, it'll be a betting situation, but I think it'll be a, you call it, 1 to 3 year contracts is what we eventually end up getting.
Now, usually I love Dan Lanning and his message. I think more often than he's right about the state of college football and athletics and how to get it right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It is rich. It is rich as Bezos for any college coach to be like, you know, contracts should mean something. College coaches on especially college basketball and college football are so disreputable when it comes to contracts that schools have to put in $60 million clauses that stop you from taking jobs, or you have to have that money paid to the organization. So for college coaches to be like, I mean, what are we doing here? Where's the loyalty? Where's the honor? It's like,
I know,
Dan, I love you, buddy. You're a great head coach, but are you the guy? Is any college coach the one to be putting this message out there?
It runs hollow when they say it and they're the presenter of it. But I do think there is a reality in college football right now that exists that it really bums me out and I think stinks, is that if a player doesn't get starting time, boom, to the portal they go.
That doesn't, you know,
if they,
me at
if they
all.
Don't get practice time, boom, to the portal they go. Like, there's no sense of, hey, I committed to this team, I'm going to grind it out, I'm going to find my way to the starting lineup. It's all, I'm not getting the time because I stink. I'm going to go to a different school where they'll give me the time.
If football games are good, I don't care. I listen on an individual level. I care about. I hope these kids are making the best of their opportunities. But in terms of,
I think it's bad life lessons.
Who cares? It's not college football's job to teach you lessons.
No, but I'm just saying that is a ramification of it. I just think it's bad. I think the idea that all these kids they just cry if they don't get a starting job, and then they just go find a school that will, and they immediately bolt. It just doesn't teach any perseverance or anything.
Well, yeah, but again, like that's just not the job of an institute. It's not the job of college football. You have to learn those lessons, and how do you learn them? You jump from thing to thing. And maybe you make some money along the way, but maybe you cost yourself some money as well.
Well, that's why I like the 1 to 3 year deals. I like to sign it up, and then you get to either reap the benefits of that or you don't. But at least it's better than what this currently is. 35% of college football players were in the portal this year. It's way too many. But
why? Why is that too many?
It's an insane amount.
I don't know why.
What do you mean why?
The quality of college football has only gotten better with increased eligibility. It's not really hurting the actual thing itself. Is it hurting individual kids based off the decisions they make?
No, I'm telling you, it's hurting my enjoyment of it is what I'm telling you.
Oh, but I don't know why. Like, I don't care.
I can't keep track of who's on what team anymore. Yeah. It's everyone's all over the place.
Yeah, but if you played at Wake Forest and then Tech and then went to North Carolina, I'm going to remember you eventually. I'm like, oh, wait, didn't he used to play? Dude, there were like three
take
guys.
6 years,
there
I know.
Three guys in the playoffs.
You'll be like, on your seventh year of eligibility, and I'm
you
like,
used to be at BG.
Yeah, and I got three different schools that I know you used to be at, too.
It does not impact my fandom at all.
Yeah, I don't even know
my team's usually the one getting ripped off.
Yeah, I get that. Yeah, constantly your team gets ripped off.
All the time.
If I was Eddie George, I'd be like, what the hell, man? Yeah. How am I supposed to even do this?
Yeah, if I was Eddie George,
Nick,
I'd be like, three-year contract, JP.
Win the already so we can get out of this mess. Be my Mark Cuban.
Rob Long of 105.7 The Fan in Baltimore talks Lamar Ball and John Harbaugh's firing in Baltimore in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
This is an Odyssey Sports Minute.
Presented by Chumba Casino, your online casino for plays, spins, and a chance to score. Must be 21 and over. Terms at ChumbaCasino.com. Miami and Ole Miss face off in the college football playoff semifinal in the Fiesta.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.